As we begin the first Sunday in Lent, we really are given the basics of salvation history, or another way we've said is kind of the salvation plan. We begin in Genesis 2, and this evening I want to go through each of the books for some of the very crucial moments in the history of our humanity in that saving plan from God. So in Genesis 2, our first reading, we heard the Lord God formed man out of the clay. Some of you were here on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Remember how we were chatting about the dust? So that's the word I used. I actually quoted that on Ash Wednesday. About the dust, that's why we had the ashes on our forehead, because God created the first creature in dust. So it's really the similar words, but in the same way. That the Lord God formed a man out of the clay or dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. And I know I've heard, and several of you have heard as well, how Nick Davidson was talking about how important it is that Adam and Eve, for a couple chapters in the Bible, were walking together in the cool breeze. Everything was perfect. But there was that one rule about God's creation with the trees, and that's what we heard again today. That the serpent wasn't just like a little garden snake, but a serpent, the evil one, tempted them. Tempted Eve, who realized that she could choose something that is not God. Ate one of the fruits, gave it to Adam, and that was the original sin. Now, you might always say this in that comment, that as Eve took the fruit first, where was Adam to protect his wife? They broke the one rule and they turned away from God. And that's why you see, then the eyes of both of them were opened. They weren't opened with love and compassion and safety from God, but of sin and lust and pride. And then they were out of the Garden of Eden. What a perfect response for us tonight as we begin Lent. Kind of a pun intended. A responsorial psalm. Be merciful, Lord, for we have sinned. Adam and Eve sinned. And they were seeking still for mercifulness from God. That's why the Israelites were out in the desert for 40 years trying to seek merciful. How about all the characters in the Bible that you hear are sinful? Like King David, the most important king we've had in the Old Testament. But what did he do? He had lust with a woman. Adulteress, then had her husband killed. And that is the same chapter which we just did, the responsorial psalm, as David was asking for mercifulness after his sins. Then we go to Romans chapter 5. For if by the transgression of the one, meaning Adam, Eve, one, as they sinned, that the many died. That original sin brought death into our lives as humans. God didn't create death. God wanted life. How much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? go right to the gospel then. What did Jesus Christ do today? He was sent into a desert, meeting face to face the serpent, the evil one. And unlike Adam and Eve, as humans, he was a human, but he was also God. His Father sent him, and he was tempted by the evil one, not once like Eve or Adam, but three times. And what did he do each time? He responded with the scriptures from his Father, actually teaching the evil one, and showing that I am not doing this temptation from you. At the very end, Satan, get away. Kind of an image too of Jesus protecting us from the evil one. So this is one way of the basics of our history, and why we have Lent in 40 days, why we have these readings about the good news in the beginning, and then all history of sinfulness, as we need responsorial psalms to ask for mercy, to seek for our salvation of the Savior, the Messiah. And finally, what have we done in all history as Catholics, as Christians? Three things, right? Our alms, our prayers, and our repentance. Let's bring that to our 40 days of Lent so we can seek salvation, Messiah, our forgiveness, and our love for one another.